You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday to join us as we study the Word of God together. We are in and have been in the book of Acts. It's been a great trip. And we are in chapter 17 now. We're looking here today at, I've entitled this Mars Hill, because that is the English word, or the Latin word, right, of the word Aries is the planet Mars. Mars Hill, as it says in the King James Version. Paul's being whisked around the countryside there because the Jews keep trying to kill him because he keeps trying to save people. Imagine that. Imagine, friend, being in the state of mind that you're so angry that people are getting saved that you'll do anything to kill them. Now, Paul was just there. Acts chapter 8, he also was terrorizing the countryside, dragging out Christians from door to door, and that's what it looks like without Jesus Christ in your life and without being born again. You act like these guys and like Paul did. Maybe you know people that respond like that. So we are in Acts chapter, I keep forgetting if it's 17 or 18. It's chapter 17, Paul's sermon on Mars Hill. This will play Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and we'll see where we end up on Thursday and Friday. For more on this ministry, real quick, start looking for our live Wednesday night Bible study by going to our Facebook page. That's Island Community Church Facebook page. The Sunday sermons are broadcast live at about 10 minutes to 11, and starting this Wednesday here in 2 days, the Wednesday night Bible study will start live as well at 6 o'clock in the evening by logging on to Island Community Church. Here's part one now of this message, Mars Hill. We left off in Acts chapter 16 last week. What a great look that was last week with the Apostle Paul casting a demon out of a woman. Here he had a woman who's demon possessed. That's leading people to Christ. How in the world can that happen? If you remember, that's where we left off. And I was showing you the understanding how the Apostle Paul, it says, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no big thing or it's no great surprise if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. That's where you got to look for Satan, is amongst two places. Number one is in the pulpit. And our Lord said, you will know them by their fruits. What do they know and believe and teach about Jesus? Is the number one way to tell if you've got a tare or a demon behind the microphone. You know the second place for you to go to look and find a demon masquerading as a Christian? Bible translators. Bible translators. He's always been after to try to corrupt the Word of God. Those are the two places you need to look for. Behind the pulpit
and Bible translators. So we also saw Paul and Silas in jail. They were in jail and they were singing hymns and praising God. And it said that the prisoners were watching them. And I got to be thinking this week, you know, the prisoners are watching us too. They're watching you right now. The prisoners are watching you to see if you're any different than everyone else out here in the world today. Someone told me, I won't say any names, walking in the door, someone said to her, well, you ought to be scared. No, you shouldn't. God's still on the throne. When did God get off the throne? He's still in charge. And then I heard someone else say, in this ear, I got stereo. Over here in this ear, I hear, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. You're not supposed to be fearful. And the prisoners, just like they were watching Paul and Silas, to see if they're just like everyone else in the world, or if you're going to act like Christians and trust in God. And they're watching you to see what your response is going to be to ... Today, it's the Black Plague. Anyway, that was last week's sermon. I encourage you to go to the Facebook page or go to WGODradio.com or listen in on the radio. That's going to start playing tomorrow morning on the radio station that I'm on. Last week's sermon, if you missed it. Today, we're in the 17th chapter of Acts. Another power-packed week. Another power-packed chapter. Let's pick it up in Acts 17, verse 1. Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Then Paul, as his custom was, he went into them, and for three Sabbaths he reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and demonstrating that the Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead, saying, "This Jesus whom I preach to you is the Christ." And some of them were persuaded, and a great multitude of the devout Greeks, and not a few of the leading women, joined Paul and Silas. Oh, so in just 3 weeks here, three Sabbaths, Paul founded the church at Thessalonica. And they were a great church. He had nothing but praise for these people. Whereas he was at Corinth for, I think, 18 months. I think that's how long. And boy, he was constantly upset and angry with them, the church at Corinth. And they were a foolish bunch. Verse 5, but the Jews that were not persuaded, becoming envious, they took some of the evil men from the marketplace, and gathering a mob, they set all the city in an uproar and attacked the house of Jason and sought to bring them out to the people. Now, you know what that reading won't do? Let's read that from the King James Version. Verse 5. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, they took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort. You gotta love that. Lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city in an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. Verse 6, but when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, "These who have turned the world upside down have come down here too." Jason has harbored them. These are all acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there is another king, Jesus. And they troubled the crowd and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. So when they had taken security from Jason and the rest, they let them go. You know, God's looking for a few good men. And he's looking for a few good women. How about that crime hanging over your head? Turning these guys have come in here and they're turning the world upside down. Any volunteers? That's what God's looking for too. A few good men and women that want to turn this crooked world right side up. You don't got to be Moses to do that. You got to be on God's side. He'll give you the gifts and the powers to do it. Simple enough. From putting positive things on Facebook, using that for good, wherever you are. Anyway, there's the first charge against them, or him. He's turned the world upside down. By the way, there's nothing worse than when lewd fellows of the baser sort are out after you. And sometimes that'll happen to you, too. When you invade the enemy's territory, like the President of the United States has, then the enemy will dispatch some lewd fellows of the baser sort out after you to come and get you. Washington, D.C. is full of people that are lewd fellows of the baser sort. It's a swamp full of lewd fellows of the baser sort that'll lie, cheat, and steal to bring you down. There's no honesty or integrity with them. They're lewd fellows of the baser sort. Same as Nadab, who refused to sell his vineyard to Ahab. All of a sudden, Jezebel goes out and gathers some lewd fellows of the baser sort to see that you're disposed of, Nahab, with lies. When Jesus invaded enemy territory, out came the lewd fellows of the baser sort. We found this man, ... right? Out they come out of the woodwork. This man said he could rebuild the temple in 3 days. Or else, we found this man teaching not to pay taxes to Caesar. You see, that's a lewd fellow of the baser sort. When did Jesus ever tell someone not to pay taxes? Everyone in here can quote it. Give to, and give to, right. They'll do anything to bring you down. Once they get out of, once you invade the enemy territory, whether you're a politician or whether you're the son of God or whether you are on the side of righteousness, out will come the lewd fellows of the baser sort. And this was Paul's life as a Christian. Verse 10. Then the brethren, immediately they sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. Now when they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. See, these guys still haven't learned their lesson. They still, when they get to town, the first thing they do is go to the synagogue and tell them about Jesus. These, verse 11, these were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness, and they searched the scriptures daily to find out whether or not these things were so. Now look at how these Bereans dealt with something that they did not know or haven't heard before. They searched the scriptures daily to find out whether or not these things were true. And may I say, that's always the correct way to do it, like I do here at Island. On the bottom of practically every sermon that you ever get, on the bottom of the handout is book, chapter, and verse for everything that I preach here in this church.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I did not make it. No,